Ruth and Naomi continued on their way until they reached Bethlehem.
Well, Ruth, here we are at last.
Has it changed much, Mother? Or is it still the same?
I don't know. It seems smaller somehow.
Oh?
I remember that house over there. But this store on the corner is new.
Well, look who's back. Naomi. Oh, you are Naomi, the wife of Elimelech, aren't you? The one who went to Moab in the time of famine?
Joanna!
Then it is you, Naomi.
Yes, it's me, but you might as well call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
We heard that your husband died.
My sons died as well. All I have left in the world now is Ruth here, my daughter-in-law.
How do you do?
How do you like our village, Ruth? Do you think you'll feel at home here?
Wherever Mother Naomi is, there is my home.
You're lucky to have such a devoted daughter-in-law, Naomi. Oh, I wish I could say the same of mine. Well, what are you planning to do now that you're here in Bethlehem?
Find a place to live.
And work to do.
Well, you've come at the right time of year for work.
Oh?
The barley harvest has just started, and as a matter of fact, the best place to try is the Boaz farm. He owns one of the largest farms in the neighborhood. Ruth could go there and pick up the barley mist or drop by the reapers.
I'll go first thing tomorrow.
The Lord be with you, Lamech.
The Lord bless you, Boaz.
Is the work going well?
Very well, sir.
Good. Oh, by the way, who's that young girl over there gleaning after the reapers?
Her name is Ruth. She's the daughter-in-law of Naomi, the one who came here with her from Moab. She asked for permission to glean. I hope I did right when I told her to go ahead.
You did right, Lamech. I heard about her in the village. She's a fine young woman. Good morning, my daughter.
Good morning, sir.
I'm Boaz, the owner of this field.
You want me to glean somewhere else?
No. You stay right where you are and gather all you need. I've told my foreman to let you work as long as you want.
You're very kind, sir.
And when you get thirsty, help yourself to the water my servants have drawn from the well.
Why do you treat me so kindly, sir? After all, I'm only a stranger from another country.
They told me all about you in the village this morning. How good you've been to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband.
Naomi's getting old. She needs me.
The Lord reward you. The Lord of Israel, whose guidance you have come to trust.
You're most gracious to me, sir, even though I am different from the Israelite girls.
It's no more than you deserve, my daughter.
Thank you, sir.
At mealtime, Ruth ate with Boaz's reapers. And Boaz, standing by the door, said to his foreman,
I spoke to Ruth earlier in the day. She made a very favorable impression on me, Lamech.
Yes, Boaz?
I want you to let her glean even among the sheaves. Don't stop her.
All right.
And Lamech, tell your men to let some of the barley fall on purpose so that she may gather plenty.
I understand.
Ruth gleaned in Boaz's fields until evening, and she threshed the barley she had gathered and took the grain back to Naomi in the village.
My, you gathered a lot, Ruth.
We shan't go hungry for a few days.
Did you go to Boaz's farm, as Joanna suggested?
Yes, Mother. I worked in his fields all day. He spoke to me himself, and he was very kind to me.
May the Lord bless Boaz. You know, Boaz is a close relative of my husband's.
Oh, I suppose that's why he was especially good to me. He even told me to keep working in his fields right up to the end of the harvest.
As my daughter-in-law, you are also related to Boaz. Well, it is good that you are gleaning in his fields. Keep right on and stay with the other young gleaners.
So Ruth stayed with the maidens to glean until the end of the harvest.